This morning, we are in Luke chapter 16. There was a certain rich man, and he dressed in purple clothes and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. Likewise, there was a beggar named Lazarus. He was full of sores, and he was laid outside of the rich man's gate. And so it happened that the beggar longed to eat even the crumbs that would fall from the rich man's table. Even so, the dogs would come and they would lick his sores. The beggar died, and he was carried by an angel into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died, and he was buried. And there in Hades, he looked up, and he saw Abraham with Lazarus there by his side. And he cried out, saying, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and touch my tongue, because I am in agony in this flame." Abraham looked down and said, "Son, while you were alive, you experienced good things, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. And now he is being comforted, and you are in torment." This is the word of the Lord. Hello? Can I get a little help down here? I think there's been a mistake. I was never supposed to end up in a place like this. This has to be a mistake. I know I had a good life. I know that, you know, things were good for me, but I could have been more generous, but it wasn't that good. Have you ever seen that MTV Cribs? I mean, talk about lifestyles of the rich and famous. Those people live in luxury. This can't be right. I never actually went hungry, but it's not like I was eating, you know, 3 forks for lunch and Ruth Chris for dinner every night. I had a nice house, okay. Okay, sure, I had a big car. But I was never supposed to end up in a place like this. Can somebody help me? This is a beautiful place you guys have here. I was never allowed inside places like this. It doesn't matter who I am. It's just that I was always the guy on the outside. I was always the guy on the outside. I was never really allowed inside places like this. I would sit on the outside. I would sit on the outside of buildings. I would sit on the outside of the buildings and the churches, and I'd watch the people. I'd watch the people as they go in and out, and I'd ask them for just a little bit of money, just a little bit of money, because you know we all need some help sometimes. You know, we all need some help sometimes. And so I'd sit on the outside, and I'd ask the people just for some money, and I'd watch them. You watch them. You know the people that have the money. You watch them. If you you watch them. It's the shoes. It's the shoes. Watch their shoes, because if somebody's willing to spend a lot of money on shoes, on something that gets scuffed up and dirty and you step in mud but if people spend a lot of money on shoes, those are the people that have a lot of money. And so I'd ask them as they go in and out of these buildings, I'd ask them for some money. I'd watch them. Watch them. I watch the people all day long. I watch the people, and I watch the mothers and the fathers and their children, and I watch them. I watch them all day long. I see them. I see them as they go in and out. And I think. I used to have people. I used to have people too. I had a wife and I had kids. I had a wife and kids, but that was before I got sick with the sores. And I tried to tell my wife. I tell my wife that it's not that kind of disease that you're gonna get just by touching me. But she didn't want the kids. She didn't want the kids to get sick. And so I had to go. I had to go. I wasn't always on the outside. I used to have people too. I used to have people. I mean, okay, admittedly, I had a lot of stuff in my life. You know, I had some good things, but it's the people. It's the people that you just... Every day of your life, you know, you wake up and there's people around you. You go to school and you have to stand in these little single file lines, and you march your way off to class, and you're crowded in the hallways. You go to school and you sit next to people all around you, and you're always trying to get their approval. You're always trying to make them happy. You're always trying to get things to work for you. And even when you grow up, you know, you get a car and you think you have independence and freedom, but you don't, because you get out here on I-35 and you're just stuck in traffic and nobody ever moves. They're all around you. Everywhere you look, there's just people in front of you, behind you, everywhere. And that's why I told my wife, I need a nice house. I need a nice big house in a gated community, because I don't want to deal with people. I don't want to deal with people coming and asking me to help support their kids or give them money or hear their sob stories. I just didn't want to deal with it. Is that so bad? I think that's why I love driving so much. You know, you get in your car and you just go. You get out in the country and there's nobody and nothing else around. Sometimes I'd go with my wife, and she'd go with me, but she wouldn't say anything. We would just sit in silence and just get away from this. It's funny, though. In that same car, that's probably where my wife and I had our biggest fights. And it was always the same fight, over and over again. It was never out in the country. Once we were out in the country by ourselves, everything was good. It was fine. It was great. But it was always in the city. Right outside the front gate to our neighborhood, right on the interstate, there would always be somebody. You know, you pull up to the red light, and there's that guy standing there, the guy with the sign asking you for money. And I'd always sit there and clench the steering wheel tight and look forward and pray to God that the light would change green. Never failed. My wife had to make a comment. Hey, why don't you help this guy? Give him a couple bucks. And I would if I was in a good mood. You know, I feel sorry for the guy. Sure, I'm gonna reach in the ashtray and I'll take some coins out, or I'll reach in my wallet, and if I got a couple bucks, I'll give him a couple bucks. Well, I mean, of course. And then she'd always follow it up. Well, why are you just giving him a dollar or two? Why don't you give him a five, a 10, a 20? A 10 or a 20, seriously. I know that I'm not supposed to think like this because I'm enlightened and educated. But really, I mean, what's this guy going to do? I'm going to give him 20 bucks and he's going to go spend it on cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, beer, who knows? I'm not really helping this guy. And so I'd tell my wife that. I'd say, you know, well, there's 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 agencies and organizations and missions and shelters. There's places that people go that they volunteer to, you know, hand out food and give them clothes and teach them job training skills. There's places that can handle this guy better than I can, you know? And then she'd ask me, well, why don't we ever volunteer at a place like that? And I say we should. You know, we should, definitely. Next weekend we get. The next weekend we get off, we're definitely going to go and help out at one of those places. And I said that over and over again for months. And one day, my wife, she calls me out on it. She says, you know, you've been saying that, but why don't we? But I mean, you know how it is. After school, and after work, and after taking care of your kids, and putting them to bed, and mowing the yard, and cleaning the house, and finishing dinner, and doing everything that you need to do, at the end of the day, at the end of the week, I'm just tired. I'm tired, and I just want to sit down on my couch and watch football on my 48-inch flat screen. Is that so bad? I mean, is that really what this is about? Is it about the fact that I could have been more generous? I mean, things didn't come easy for me in my life. I had to work hard for everything I've got. I didn't just stand there asking for a handout. I'm not some bum standing on the side of the road. I actually made something of myself. My life wasn't easy. Things didn't come easy to me, but I pulled myself up by my own bootstraps, and I did what I had to do. And what about this guy? Who's this guy just standing on the side of the road asking you to help him? Why doesn't he get a job? Why doesn't he get somebody to help him? Why can't he actually just do things on his own for once? Is that what I'm supposed to apologize for? I worked hard at school so I could get good grades, and I worked hard at my job so I could get promoted, so I could get a good salary, so that I could enjoy the better things in life. And I'm supposed to apologize for that? No, forget that. I'm not going to apologize for working hard. I've never asked help from anyone. Can I get a little help down here? Could I get some water or something?
I tried to tell my friend Jimmy.
My friend Jimmy, we hang out, and I tried to tell my friend Jimmy that people are good. People are good. Deep down, you know, I believe here people can be good. They can be good. Jimmy doesn't think so. Jimmy doesn't think that people can be good. He says they can't. But I know they can't. I know they can't. I know there was this one time I was over by that church, the church on Fifth Street with the park, and this guy David. This guy David, he comes up to me and he asks me if I want to go to lunch. And I don't like to be a bum. I don't like to be a bum, you know. And so I told him I didn't have any money, but he said he would pay. He said he would pay. And so I went with him. We went into the restaurant, and I don't like going in the restaurants because I don't like going inside places because I see the way that people look at me, and I hear what they say about me, and I know that I smell sometimes. I don't like going in places like that. So I went there with David, and David was there, and I remember I was sitting there, and we had some food. The food was good. It was a lot of food. I mean, I'll eat the scraps off a table, you know. I'll go through the trash. You'd be surprised at the things that people throw away in the trash. It's good stuff. People just throw away like it's trash, you know. But I remember I was sitting there with David, and it was good. But the food was good. But it's not about the food. It's not about the food. That's what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks it's always about the food. Everybody thinks it's always about the stuff. But it's not about the food. It's not about the stuff. It's about the fact that David was there. David was there, and I was here, and he was sitting there, and he was looking at me, and he was listening to me, and he was talking to me, and he treated me like I was a person. He treated me like I was a person. He, He treated me like I mattered. Like I belonged on the inside. Good people like David. This is a beautiful place y'all have in here. I was never allowed inside places like this. I was always the guy sitting on the outside. I was always sitting on the outside.